Now, when you move from that to verse 3, not only do we have to comfort all that mourn, but appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, now in particular for the nation Israel. And if you're going to mourn in Zion, my friend, you'll have to move out of Los Angeles. You can mourn here too, and a lot of things to mourn about. But actually, I think that he knew his geography, Isaiah didn't, when he said Zion, he didn't mean Los Angeles, and he didn't mean Chicago, and he didn't mean Dallas, Texas, and he didn't mean Florida, and he didn't mean South America, and he didn't mean Salt Lake, Utah. He meant Zion was Zion, and that's a geographical spot well known to Isaiah. He'd been there many times. Now, we're told here that to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, you can see that beyond the day of vengeance, which is amplified now when we get to chapter 63, is the peace and the prosperity of the millennium. And Isaiah's making a play upon words here, no question about that, with beauty and ashes. It's just like saying today in English that he will exchange joy for judgment or a song for a sigh. In other words, after the sighing and the judgment, there'll be joy and a song. Now we are told here, they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Now, the land of Israel is to receive a facelifting and restore its Edenic beauty at that time. Now, what's happening over there today is wonderful. It's caused Dr. Albright, a great Hebrew scholar, to take the position that now he believes in prophecy, that a nation that's been out of the land for 2,500 years is back in the land, apparently made a believer out of him. But friends, let's be very careful that we're not seeing the fulfillment of this prophecy. And when you fit it into its time schedule, this will take place at the beginning of the millennium. And we just don't happen to be there right now. Now, verse 5, and the strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen, your vine dressers. Now, this is a real picture of prosperity. And will you notice? But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Now, do you want to know what Israel will do in the millennium here on the earth? They're going to be a priesthood of believers. Now, this was God's original intention, that the entire nation of Israel would be priests. Go back to Exodus 19:6, and let me read it. Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now, because of their sin, this was never attained, but it will be in the millennium. That's God's intention, that that should take place. And not only that, he says, for your shame ye shall have double, for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. In other words, everlasting joy shall be unto them. Now, this is real fullness of joy. What a great day that's going to be. And he says, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, make an everlasting covenant with them. In other words, their lives then will adorn their religious ritual. You remember, we've been looking at passages where they were going through the ritual, and he condemned them for it because their heart was far from God. And we are told their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. In other words, anti-Semitism will end, and pro-Semitism will begin here on the earth, because they will be genuine witnesses for God. Now, I don't think they are today. I don't think the church today is fulfilling what it could do. Now, I believe that we're following God's program, And it's working out because he said the day will come when we'd have a form of godliness but deny the power of it.